We're pleased to be welcomed back in studio now by our good friend, Jody Matthews. She's executive director of Urban Vision in Akron, and her husband, Rodney, are just passionate about that community and reaching the lost for Christ. Jody, thanks for coming back in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're always glad to be with you guys on an early morning.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a little earlier than you normally are here, I think, right?
Yeah, it
is. Are you a morning person?
I am.
Oh, good for you.
And I know you're also a ketchup person.
Yes, I am. I am very much a ketchup person. So much so that I had a chef come out and yell at me when I asked for ketchup for my steak.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, chefs don't like it when you
I made this steak perfectly.
Is there something wrong with it?
Yeah, I thought I'd give up my ketchup, but I couldn't.
Would you have Would you have the sliced ketchup? You wouldn't do it, would you?
No, I like the original Heinz. You know.
Yeah.
Well, you're very particular, and you love ketchup. And on top of that, most kids would just put ketchup in anything to make it taste better. Where did this is me trying to make a transition? Did you feel that? Shift gears.
It was a little rough. Like we're going uphill.
I'm learning how to drive a stick right now.
The stick didn't go. Yeah.
Yeah. So and.
But we're here.
Now we're here.
Land.
Where does your passion for kids come from?
Yeah, I have a passion for kids. First of all, my passion for Jesus overflows in my heart for children. You know, God tells us, let the little children come, for such is the kingdom of heaven belongs to these little ones. So, yeah, so our heart is to share the gospel with the kids with hopes that they would receive and also be rooted and built up in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also interact a lot with not just, I think, your average Sunday school kid. Often you're dealing with kids in an urban context that may not even be American yet, or may be newly American, or may just have a family that has zero experience with Christian culture. And what kind of differences would you encounter then than the average children's ministry worker, do you think?
Well, I think that just that foundation hasn't been set yet. It hasn't been, you know, sometimes we're exposing kids to Jesus for the first time in their life, which is, to me, is very exciting. You know, I've had kids who've come from Buddhist backgrounds or Muslim backgrounds, and they're wrestling with these issues. And that's actually a point I'd like to make, is the fact that children can think and they can process. And obviously that happens at different points for the individual child, but I believe it's our responsibility to put out that message of the gospel and allow children to grapple with that. And to the point where I've had a little boy who came from a Buddhist background, and he asked me a very question. He pulled me over from the kids club one day and he goes, Mrs. Jody, he goes, does Jesus love Buddha? And I thought that was a pretty good question.
Yeah. Insightful, and deep.
It was.
How old was this kid?
He was probably in second or third grade, and he was processing that. And of course, I said, you know what? I believe that God says in his word that Jesus loves the world. He loved the world. He loved everybody he put in that world. And Buddha being a part of that world, I have to believe Jesus loved him too. Uh-huh. And but at the same time, just helping the kids, why do we believe what we believe? Where do we come from with our thinking from the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
And showing the difference maybe between Jesus and Buddha with this child, letting them think and process.
Yeah, well, that's great.
And that's so key as well, because I think you're totally right. We often underestimate a child's ability to consider things.
Yes.
We often get too satisfied with, you know, here's a flannel graph, Jesus. See? Yay, now let's have snack.
I mean, to think critically. I think a lot of times there is this, hey, this is just kind of what you believe because this is what you believe and that's what we believe, so you should too. Instead, it's like, so let's think critically about it, which I think is great.
Right. And so often this literally happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm sitting in a class at Urban Vision with 3 or 4 first graders, and I'm sharing the story of Zacchaeus and, you know, a story of just saying Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, and that he loved to seek after people, and that he gives us a choice to choose him and love him back, because that's how much love he gave. And then one little first grader, he goes, you mean it's like he gives us free will to choose him? I was like, I mean, I almost dropped my Sunday school book, my card picture. I was like, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I mean, I was blown away by this.
It's like using the right lingo and everything.
I know. Are you ready to join the, you know, theology class at Moody Bible Institute next? You know?
That's great, because so often is basically Zacchaeus, you know, the major point on Zacchaeus is that he's short.
He's tiny. He's a wee little man.
Isn't that fun? He's cute.
Yeah.
Jesus likes cute little people. You know, but that, obviously there's a deeper spiritual message that kids can pick up on.
Exactly.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
You brought up this good point about how we we often underestimate the intellectual capacity of a child and, mm-hmm. and the thinking ability. Mm-hmm. So how do we go about making sure, Jody, that we don't overshoot, though? It doesn't mean we should go in there and start teaching advanced theology.
Right.
So how do we approach this in a way where we're not too simple, but also don't overshoot? Is it yielding to the kid, or what is it?
Well, I do believe that the drawing work comes from the Holy Spirit. So I just feel like I have to be faithfully prepared in myself as far as like what I do to prepare for a class. Like, I need to be ready. I need to let the gospel be an overflow of my heart, allow God to lead in the specific situations that we encounter. I just simply present the truth. That's one thing I loved about Billy Graham, is that, you know, his message was, it was simple, it was clear, it was direct, it was, you know, and that's kind of how we follow that same pattern with the kids. We mm-hmm. want to present the truth, and then we also want to give kids an opportunity, not just to present the truth, but to give them opportunity to respond to the truth. And I feel that that's important.
Yeah, so it's not, sit down, children, now it's story time. Be quiet.
Right.
I'm going to talk to your mother if
exactly.
you don't stop. So do you allow for a consistent raising of hands throughout the whole lesson? Do you set aside specific time for it? How do you handle that?
Well, it's different. I think I had mentioned earlier a little bit about just saying that, you know, we want to share and have kids respond to the gospel, but we also want to disciple them in that. So it's not just like, oh, well, they made a decision for Christ. It's done now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We have this responsibility as the church to bring them up and disciple them as they go, because I really feel that's an important part. But I do, in a classroom setting at the end, when I have a big group, you know, of kids, at like over 100 kids that I'm sharing the gospel with, a lot of times I do ask them to respond if they want to pray quietly in their heart to the Lord, and show that by raising their hands at the end. And then we try to follow up with that as the kids are in our presence and helping them grow. And we give them Bibles, and we try to walk with them in this experience. Yeah. So
cool.
And that discipleship aspect is so key. I remember having an awkward conversation with another Christian friend once, where we're around some high school students. There was an altar call, mm-hmm. and he walked up to me and said, "Isn't this great? They're all saved now." Like, mm-hmm. isn't this great that we're done?
We've arrived.
And these kids have now made it. And yeah, I was kind of right. like, well, I'm glad they went up front to profess they want to follow Christ.
Right.
But I'm not ready to place the period at the end of the sentence yet.
Right.
There needs to be a comma, right, where we continue
sure.
to guide people.
I am going to be honest with you. We don't always get that opportunity to follow up like we would want to when we have like the vast outreach going on.
Uh-huh.
But I know kids respond. And whether, you know, some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. So even when a child comes in and I'm not able to follow up with them specifically, like in our everyday programming, I know God is at work, and I do believe that He brings, His word never comes back mm-hmm. void. And so I can even remember a child one time whose families were feuding, and they kind of brought that into our kids club situation, and the kids were fighting. And I remember when the little girl's like, "But that's what I've been taught. I need to fight. I have to fight." And tears just rolling down her face. And I just looked at her. I said, "You know what? There's another way. There's another option. And I know what you've come from, but yet there's a different choice. There's another way." Now, I never have saw that girl since then. I often think about her. But I asked God that, would you place that little memory mm-hmm. in her heart, in her mind, that there's a different way,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus can give her a different option and hope. And I do believe that will come around.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we have to trust that sometimes we will not be given the opportunity ourselves to disciple.
Exactly.
Sometimes we have to do that hard thing and release someone to the care of someone else, because it's not our job to do that all the time. We can't all the time.
Right. And a lot of times in that big group of things, I don't always get that opportunity unless they come and are a part of our program. We are trying to get as many kids involved in our everyday program so that we can continue to nurture them. That's the hope. That's the desire. But I believe that God is a big God, and He cares for every child. Not, He goes after the one that's lost. And so I believe even so, He will follow up even with that little girl.
And now I know you have a wonderful success story you want to share with us about a young woman named Doey. Can you tell us about her?
Yes, I would love to tell you. And actually, it's not just Doey's story. We actually have several young people at Urban Vision now in their early 20s that have grown up at Urban Vision, have been exposed to the gospel there, have some who have made decisions there, others have maybe whether in their church or other places, but a lot of them have made just choices at kids' clubs saying, I'm going to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then they were have grown up there and now are serving and embracing that same vision.
Wow.
And same heart. In fact,
that's cool.
Kids Club is awesome because not only are we reaching out to over 175 kids on a weekly basis, but guess who's running it? Who's helping me lead it? These young adults are now coming back and leading it and loving the kids and sharing the same gospel that they received.
And I think that's an indicator of a successful ministry is do you have someone willing to come back and invest in it because it's made a difference in their life. So can you give us kind of the cliff notes on her story?
Well, I believe Doey has a family who's been in God, and then she had that basis, which is great. But she came in, and I believe she heard the gospel and that she needed to make a decision to receive it for herself, and she did at a kids' club time where we asked the kids to receive Christ. And when she did, she was grown up in our after-school program and was part of our discipleship program. And Doey's is Corinne, and she's come from Burma, Thailand. So English wasn't necessarily her first language, but she has embraced just the Lord in her life, and she is full of energy and joy, and she is just like a daughter to us. So we're so grateful to have these young people come alongside. And you know, it's just like Paul teaching Timothy. I see that, you know, happening at Urban Vision with our staff who's so committed to loving the kids and the youth and seeing them walk with the Lord. So awesome.
It's a great example for all of us to follow. I mean, do you recall the day when she committed her life, or was it kind of a private thing?
I actually don't necessarily call the day, but actually when we look at a lot of the applications for the kids, like when they're giving us their, like, where did you come to know Christ? I would say a majority of the kids have said, I did that in Kids Club. And so cool. It's hard to get your mind around this chaotic group of kids running around and then sitting them down. And are they really able to hear the message of the gospel?
Right.
And I have experienced it for now over 25 years. That I don't know what God does, but Jesus somehow walks amongst the kids and he really works in the hearts and kids respond. And that's because it's the work of Jesus. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that's going on. And that's what we trust God with. It's not us. It's doing it. It's God doing it, that work.
Well, and I think it's comforting, actually, to know you don't recall that particular moment in her life, because that's reassurance for the rest of us that you don't even know the impact that Christ will make through your life. You don't even have to see the conversion to know that God can use you if you just lay your trust in him and invest in young people.
Exactly.
And so we're always excited to hear great success stories out of your work at Urban Vision. And for those who are in the Akron area or just want to check out more information about Urban Vision, how can they learn more?
Well, they can go to our website at urbanvisionministry.org. That would be a great place to start.
And that's up on Facebook now, too. So you can always just go to our Facebook page and click on the link there.
And you also have a book out that catalogs a lot of these stories, right?
Yes. Call to the Edge.
Call to the Edge. And how can people find out more about the book?
They could go to Amazon and they can order it through there, or they can get in touch with us at our ministry as well. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Jody Matthews from Urban Vision, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. It's always a joy.